Our topic today is 9 mindset traps during coronavirus. And I just want to highlight to everybody, first and foremost, whatever your feeling is or your opinion is about the whole coronavirus issue, put that aside and just really understand what the country's going through. Open your eyes to a greater understanding, because the reality is everybody has different opinions out there. And if you go out there and you're so effervescent about your opinions, right, you're going to shut down half the country. Right? Does everybody get that? I mean, it's so politically motivated today. It's like craziness. It's just, but the reality is almost 220,000 people have died in our country of coronavirus. And we haven't even really hit the flu season yet. So the idea is we have a lot of pain and suffering. And it's not just the people who died, but it's the whole thing about businesses being shut down, all the unemployment records. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of pain that's going on in our country. So when we get really dismissive about something that created all of that, what are we saying to the person we're talking to? And of course, I always come from that heart of contribution. So I'm in everybody's life in such a way that, what can I do for you? That's my whole thing. What can I do for you? How can I help you? So it's a different attitude instead of going out there with the attitude of being right. So I just wanted to lay that as a foundation. So if you can set aside whatever your coronavirus opinions are, there are hundreds of them out there. So nothing makes you right and somebody else wrong. It just happens to be what you're choosing and how you're choosing to look at it. But the idea is that, notwithstanding, our mindset's been really heavily impacted by coronavirus. And it's not just, and mindset is really critical. You know me, I love to teach and train it. I have alternative courses that I'm doing and been doing for a couple of years now, because a lot of you have been through Clemmer work and, you know, many moons ago as I was, and that had a major impact on my life. It helped me shift in a dramatic ways that I never would have shifted in unless I would have gone through it, because I couldn't see, I didn't know what I didn't know, and I couldn't see what I couldn't see. So it was just like, hey, this is how I am. And I didn't see life any differently. So it was a way to be able to tweak my brain and understand my subconscious better. So mindset's critical. And I put that quote on the outline because I so love Napoleon Hill. I mean, this guy was around in the turn of the century in 1900s, right? And I think this quote came out about 1912 or 18 or 1918. So this isn't new stuff, people. So Napoleon Hill said, if you fail to control your mind, you may be sure that you will control nothing else. And that's huge. So how are we allowing this huge event in all of our lives that's impacting the world, not just the United States of America? And it's like, so we want to make sure that we understand, basically starting, how do we tackle that? How do we come out of it? How do we show up in a big way in this world today, instead of, you know, taking on woe is me and letting this destroy us or people around us or other things? We have a lot more power than perhaps we want to step into. So I started off the outline by saying, live your life by choice, not chance and circumstance. And what that really says to me and has for years is the concept of, I'd rather be choosing. The minute I get depressed over COVID, I'm not choosing it. I'm allowing something in my environment to choose to control me. And I don't know how many of you guys like depression. I don't think anyone likes depression. So choose out of it. And then you go, well, Mary Jo, how do you do that? Well, that's called mindset. It's called, how do I control my mind? What am I focusing on? What am I focusing on? Because so much of how your mind operates is based on, what am I focusing on? So let's review this. And this was just basically an article that was written by a gal. I came across it. And so that's why I decided to pick up on it. And she talked about different mindsets during coronavirus. One of them was, the coronavirus as an excuse. You know, we allow it to be an excuse for us. We start looking around, why our managing business isn't growing, why life isn't working out, why I don't have money in the bank, why, you know, blah, 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 blah. So we start pinpointing it. We use it as an excuse. And we can even blame some of our behavior when we're mean or selfish or otherwise antisocial. We can blame it on the virus. We come back and we go, well, that's because it's so negative. Everything's so negative out there. No, it really isn't. you create your own environment. I mean, when I go out there and I work with people and I do my coaching and counseling and I work on my P70 missions, we're actually doing a mission trip by Zoom at the end of October for 3 full days. I'm going to be in the mission field in Brazil, sharing the gospel on Zoom and with a translator. I'm on the committee to develop all the, you know, statements, provocative statements. I mean, this is like so exhilarating to me. And not because I don't want to be in Brazil walking the streets and loving on people like I like to do, but what a wonderful way to take the gospel to the world through Zoom. I mean, we're coming up with all these new techniques because of what's going on in coronavirus. Are you guys getting this? This is like, it's opening whole new avenues of how we do what we can do. So I can be exhilarant over that, not coming up with an excuse, because coronavirus did impact 4 mission trips I was supposed to be on this year. But we're doing them now by Zoom instead. So what a blessing. So we want to look at, you know, our antisocial behavior. Are we mean? Do we get blamed? Do we go into the depression mode and all this kind of stuff? You know, we use it as, well, I'm depressed because of coronavirus. Well, excuse, you can go, well, I'm depressed because the sun rose today. Or I'm depressed because my car's in the garage. Well, I'm depressed because, you know, I want you to get that it's a choice. Don't use coronavirus as an excuse. There's no excuse there. Life happens. Things happen. It may be the most dramatic thing that's happened in your life. Most of us have plenty more other dramatic things, right? But coronavirus is coronavirus. And we don't know when it's going to come, when it's going to be over. So get used to it. It's here. It's going to probably stick around. We haven't even hit flu season yet. That's why I warn people. It's projected that it's going to get twice as bad during flu season, which comes really towards the latter part of the year, end of October, November, December, and kind of trails off, you know, in the spring. But so we have this yet to add on top of it. So prepare. So again, we're a choice. You can choose here instead. And, you know, I even put the governor of Ohio, he put on Saturday the 10th, he said, we're sick of wearing masks. We're sick of all this. We're sick. I'm getting tired out of it. But we have to hang in there for ourselves. So have to language. I highlighted that in the outline because I want you to underline that language of have to, because whenever you say you have to do something, you're already in victim language. You're already in victim language. You're declaring somebody has control over you because you have to do something. I want you to always declare choose. I choose. Be at choice. No one controls you but you. You have control over you. So if you choose to be sick of wearing masks, I could care less. I was at the workout club this morning wearing a mask. I go grocery shopping, I wear a mask. I go to church, I wear a mask. I don't care. I don't care. It's just something different. That's how I look at it. This is different. More importantly, I'm protecting myself and I'm protecting somebody else. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, I'm all in on that, right? So again, attitude. So don't use coronavirus as an excuse for anything. Wipe that out. Or number two is seeking out a scapegoat, right? We want to blame our situation on lack of results or whatever, even Manatech. And I hear some people talk about their Manatech business around, oh, but you know, it's coronavirus. And I go, are you kidding me? Coronavirus caused my business to almost go up by 25% in May, April, May, June. Do you guys remember this? We have some of the best products in the world to support building a better immune system. And remember, I taught you guys a few months back on that article from the Washington Post, which clearly said, this isn't about the pandemic, right? Right? It's about our illiteracy about our health. And you are the people that can help people be more literate about their health. So I love to talk about building people's immune system in a time like this. Because if they ever were concerned about it, you know, when people feel really good and they're all around, they go, I don't need anything. I'm doing great. You know, they're not as receptive. But when there's a scare out there, now all of a sudden there's a little reception that's going on. They want to help boost their kids' immune system and their own immune system. And you have the perfect products to do that. So let's not look at a scapegoat. Let's not blame it. Let's use it. Turn it the other way. And, you know, if we take personal responsibility really is the only way for your success in this business. I couldn't be successful in this business if I didn't take personal responsibility. But I took personal responsibility the first 6 months in my Manatech business when I failed miserably. I took personal responsibility. And how did that look to me? Well, it looked like this. I was like, Mary Jo, you clearly have no clue how to do this business. Now, what would have given anyone a reason I would know how to do network marketing when all I'd been doing all my life is running corporations and legal work and general counsel and practicing law? I mean, I didn't have any credentials on marketing. I didn't have any credentials. So I just said after 6 months, okay, I think I better go get some education, right? And that's what we do. We go out and get education so we're more suited for it. So I took back and I said this, I am responsible, in other words, able to respond, not blame game. So many of you use the word responsible improperly. This isn't blaming. It's just where is the responsibility lie? For my life, the responsibility lies here. I'm at choice every moment of my day, and I choose to do what each moment of my day. Same with you. And some people go, well, Mary Jo, you don't have the 25 things going on. Trust me, I have 100 things going on. I mean, everything from blogging every day and podcasts now and doing speaking engagements and doing Zoom evangelism. I mean, I could go out, but I'm not going to talk to you about everything I do because each of you have busy lives too. But I don't look down at any of that. I don't have any regrets. I don't worry about it. I just go, Mary Jo, I'm at choice and I can choose to do all of those things. And I'm going to do them to the best of my ability. So be responsible, able to respond in life. And I'm able to respond to this coronavirus. It doesn't rob me of any joy. It does rob me a little bit of joy when I see people that suffer from it and I see what they have to go through and people lose people. But I suffer from that from time to time anyway. One of our church members just lost her mom this week. And you know, that's that. But I always like to be this the joy that pops in, you know. Because I look at it from as a blessing. I know, and I know we're not necessarily as everybody Christian based in here, but let me tell you, when God calls me home, that's a blessing. Amen. And so I look at it from that perspective, and I always tend to be that smiley face that comes in and loves on people and just talks about what a blessing the person was in their lives. Because I want to be a blessing to people. I don't want to go, oh, I'm so sorry for you. You know what I mean? They already get 100 people doing that. Mary Jo likes to come in with a smiling face and just go, you know, I just want to share a story about your mom that just blessed me endlessly. And they laugh when I can tell a cute story. That's what people really look for. Do you ever get that? When people pass away, they want to hear about great stories about what this person did in somebody else's life and how it made a difference in their life. So that's where I move to do that. Even though I may be sad, I still try to bring that back. And that applies to people on my downline as well as my family and my church family, whatever. So again, I'm responsible. Number three, judging others, right? We like to play the blame game. There is so much blame game going on out there. Right? So our mental state, we lash out at others. We play this blame game. Now you look around our country today and look at the blame game going on. Oh my goodness gracious. You could write a 20-page document and never run out of way people are blaming other people. And then not only does it end up in the blame game, but we start redirecting our anxiety towards other things. Why do we have so much social unrest? Why do we have so much angst? This whole thing about the Michigan governor, that broke my heart that we have militia out there trying to kidnap a governor of a state. I've never heard of anything in my life, but these are the unusual things that come out of something like coronavirus because people don't stand in responsible. They want to use it as a scapegoat or judge other people because of it. You notice that? So watch where your thinking is so that you don't fall victim to that or trapped to that, because we tend to do that. Even the concept of our political platforms today, I've been around this country for, 66 years, and this is crazy stuff going on that I've never seen before. It's crazy, but it is what it is. And you know what? I still can rejoice and be glad in what I'm doing because I'm not falling victim to it. I love my brother, whether Republican, Democrat, Independent, you know what? That's what scripture says. And so it's not about me exerting my judgment saying I'm right, you're wrong. That's not, you know, people have diverse opinions and they have every right to have that, right? Amen. So we want to make sure we acknowledge that. So get a stay out of judgment. Stay out of judgment. Judgment is just, you know, we cause too many problems in terms of how we address people. And you're not going to, you know, for me, in terms of my path and my Christian walk, I'm not going to lead too many people to Christ when I get in their face and start pointing a finger at them, right? Follow. What really leads people to Christ is they see the love and they look at you and they go, I want whatever you're on. And I can't even begin to tell you how many people in the mission field have looked at Mary Jo Hilliker walking the streets and go, I want whatever she's taking, right? And there's no greater joy in my life with that smile on my face to be able to share the gospel with somebody who wants whatever she's smoking, I want what she's smoking, right? And so that's the reflection we want to have in this world, not one of anger or angst or judgment or meanness or ugliness or I'm right, you're wrong, and all this stuff going on. It's something simple called L-O-V-E, just love other people. Works in Manitech too. You know, you want that extraordinary attractor factor when people, you'd share Manitech with people, when you come from love and compassion, no matter what their viewpoints are, doesn't matter. You're there because you want to help them be better. And again, going back to the gospel, it's just like sharing the gospel. It's like I share Manitech like I share the gospel, right? I want to try to help that human body. I want to help the spirit. That's most important to me. I want to help that human body, the health of that human body. So go out there and you can share with anyone. I mean, I could go out there and find a bunch of militia people and I can overlook their political, whatever they're doing, and I still can share Manitech. And I can still share the gospel because I'm not standing there and judging them in that moment. I'm going to be standing there and saying, I want to make an impact on your life. And it's through our love and through our presence that changes people. Number four, excusing unhealthy coping behavior. Oh my gosh. I've read so many articles recently about people that like they've gone back to their addictions. They're eating like tons of because they're finding what? What do we find are bad health habits, right? We find that people, when they get stressed, they start eating the world's worst foods out there, right? And it's part of their stress. It's like, oh my gosh, I deserve this. It's a coping mechanism, coping. We think that all of a sudden, if I feed the things that I love, if I make my taste buds happy, all of a sudden that's going to make all this stuff be better. It's going to double down and make it twice as bad because now you're going to get sick and you're going to get fat and you're going to get all this stuff. And then you're not going to like life anymore. You're going to like it less. And then you have just another thing to be upset about, to find something else that you can try to overcome with it. And it just gets to be the snowball going down a mountain. So stay away from that unhealthy habits. You don't want, because every one of them have separate consequences. And you know, we a lot of times we're critical of people. We want to make a judgment about what they did or didn't do or all this kind of stuff. I read some of that in the papers and the news and stuff. And I go, oh my gosh, why do we want to come from all this judgment? Too much judgment. You know, we want to have empathy. We want to have empathy for people. Because there are a lot of people out there, no matter what your viewpoint is around coronavirus, no matter what it is, you don't want to just be dismissive around it because there are people everywhere who've lost loved ones to this, that were perfectly healthy. Children, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, it's not, obviously it's impacting more the elderly than any other group, but it's still impacting everyone. And it's just a sad thing. So just always remember when you're talking about coronavirus or somebody talks about it and you want to be dismissive and go, no big deal. I just going to tell you that 7.8 million people have been diagnosed with coronavirus in our country. Thankfully, it's not as deadly as it could have been. We still have had over 215,000 people die already. That's a lot. So if you want to go out and you want to be dismissive of this, then you're just telling people that their relatives aren't worth anything. So be careful on what your attitude is around any people, because there are people that have suffered dramatically. Even people who have gotten it, I know of people who have, you know, and I've had, in fact, I actually had my first person in my organization contract coronavirus. Al and I talked for months about, we haven't heard of one person who's on Manatech product get coronavirus. And guess what happened? One of my people ended up in the hospital. For a number of days, she's still trying to recover. This is 3 weeks later. Still trying to recover. And she does a ton of Manatech products. So none of us are immune from this impacting us. So make sure we have that, you know, we don't want to have unhealthy coping mechanisms that take us away. Then we have the other side of the coin, which tends to hit people more like Mary Jo. Not really, but I it's called guilt for not doing enough. That's another mindset. Some of us sit back and go, oh my gosh, what could I be doing? I could be doing more. If that's your sense, then go out and do more. Don't sit there and blame yourself and beat up on yourself day after day. It's humorous to me when people say, well, I think I could be doing more. And I go, well, when did you start thinking that? 3 months ago, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago? It's like, then go out and do something more. You can find many, many places. I like to do things like go out and help distribute food to families that can't afford to buy any food. And you know, there are people out there, there are 23 million people unemployed as of April. There are people losing homes, jobs, going every single day to food banks, moving in, there are three families living in one house. I mean, there are all these things. Society has changed dramatically because of this event. Will it ever go back? I don't know, but I'm not sitting here worrying or surmising whether it's going to happen or not. I'm just sitting here going, what can I do as a person? How can I do some outreach to help people feel better about it? And it doesn't take a lot. It just takes making a commitment. We've been fortunate. I feel blessed. All of you on this phone might feel the same way. When we feel blessed, because coronavirus hasn't impacted my life, how can I go out there and help a family where it really has? And here all of us are in home-based businesses. What a blessing that is. No one can fire us. Does that get that? We have a job. I mean, it's not a job. We're independent contractors. But we have our businesses. No one can fire us. But do you know how many people have been let go out there? Massive. With families that were dependent on that paycheck every single day. And unemployment starting to run out with some of these people that started claiming it 6 months ago. So it's really a crisis. People are getting kicked out of their apartments, you know, and all sorts of things are happening. So it's like, let's be sensitive and say, what, you know, I'm not doing enough. Don't sit in guilt. Just go out and do something. It doesn't. And then don't, you know, some of you guys, this is what happens. And I'm not pointing fingers at you. I'm just saying in the world, some of us, we make this rule about what it has to look like. Well, if I'm going to do something, then I need to make a major impact. No, you don't have to make a major impact. If millions of people just gave 2 hours a week, what a difference that would make in this world. So just think about what you can do. Just pick, maybe you only do an hour a week. Maybe you go down to, you know, a food distribution center and just pitch in an hour a week, or you pitch in an hour a day, or whatever that is for you. Don't put this burden on your head that all of a sudden you have to take charge and start running it. We have some people like that, right? I used to be that way. I would go and I go, oh my gosh, this place needs to be straightened out. Okay, how do I take control? How do I rearrange it? How do I do it? And I realized, Mary Jo, don't do that. There are other people that are in charge. You don't have to step on their toes. It doesn't have to look the way you want it to look. You could make it more efficient, but you know what? Just praise God that these people are donating their time and energy to do this, and just be as supportive as possible in whatever they're doing, right? And that's how I participate today. But that's, in my younger years, I would have to take charge because I could see 12 ways that it could be done more efficiently within 5 seconds. But it's just, again, go out there and always ways that you can help people in this arena. And you know what? There's no greater joy. When you're out there in contribution, you know what happens to you? You just come home smiling. You just feel like it's just like a boost of adrenaline. And that's great for you. Now you can feel better about it. Feeling sorry for yourself. Woe is me. Yeah. I always tell people, whenever I is the first statement that comes out of your mouth, you're usually, you know, you're usually avoiding looking at the hundreds of thousands of people that are in 10 times worse predicament than you are. This isn't about you. What's it going to do for me? Worrying about me. Worry about you if you if you, you know, if you've had four of your family members die from coronavirus and three other family members lost their job and your income has been cut in half and you're about to have your house foreclosed on and blah, blah, blah. Because that's happening, really happening to people in our world today. So before you feel sorry for yourself, do a little research on what's going on in some of these people's lives and do spend some time at those homeless shelters and food distribution centers, just to go there. You'll walk away touched and changed when you do that, because you'll see the kind of sadness that's pervasive in people's lives. And that's why I like to do it, because I have this huge smile and I can look at somebody and I can just, they can feel my love when I just look at them. They know that. And that's why I love doing it, because it's an incredible opportunity for me to shower some positivity in a life that doesn't have a lot of positivity in the moment. So, right? Shift your focus. That's what it is. The minute you start feeling sorry for yourself, you start getting in the doldrums, shift your focus. Get rid of the I word and start looking at other people. Ignoring your needs and not asking for help. Oh, that's another one. Like sometimes we can go the other direction, right? When we say, I can do this by myself, blah, blah, blah. No. Don't get rid of collaboration out of your life. Collaboration is a beautiful thing. You want to work with people. You want to get lots of people involved. You know, we tend to overestimate our own capacity. I know I'm victim of that because I think I'm superwoman and I can do anything. So it's really important for me to ask help for other people. And again, accept the help that other people give, because it doesn't have to look perfect. It's just help. So go out there and get help from other people. If you have an idea, call a few friends, say, hey, I have this cockamamie idea. Would you like to support me in this? Boom. You know, and when you get a group of people together, how much more fun is it to do something? You know, like if you're going to go to a homeless shelter, or you're going to go into the food bank, or you're going to go and contribute in some way, shape, or form, you know, call up three of your friends and do it together. You'll have a blast. You'll bring more joy to the whole situation. So do that. So it really is, you know, it really is about, don't ignore your own needs, because some of us, even though we're not impacted by the coronavirus internally in our own lives, we look around at what's happening in the world and we get depressed. And that's when you know, get help. Get help. Don't allow these things to rob you of your joy. People's behavior I can look at it and I can go, oh my gosh, how are these people behaving? Like, oh, whatever. But they're not going to steal from me. I'm saddened by how lame I see some people behaving, but it doesn't drop joy from me, because I know, Mary Jo, I can control me and I can make a difference in people's lives. And I'm going to continue doing that, because there are always going to be people out there in the world that you disagree with. So, but just do your thing, do what you can do, but make sure that you don't overlook yourself, because a lot of people, sometimes they get so active in doing that they forget about the beingness. Remember that whole triangle, be, do, have, right? What comes first? A lot of people think, if I do, I'm going to have, and then I can be. No, starts with be. My beingness is what I work on first. If I be this way, then I can do this and I can have this. The beingness is where you start. Having a mindset of scarcity. Oh, there's not enough money. I'm not good enough. My business isn't successful enough. I'm not a good enough. No, I'm not a good enough. I'm not. Oh my God. Blah, 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 blah. There are billions of people out there that need your product. There are billions of people out there that could use your helping hand. I mean, it's everywhere. There is no scarcity. And you have no scarcity, i.e. you have tremendous capacity to do 101 things that you're not doing today. How many can raise their hand on that? I even look at myself and I go, as much as I'm doing today, you know what? I have the capacity to do 100 more. So how am I showing up? So ask yourself, how am I showing up? If I have the capacity to do all these things, well, how am I showing up? What can I do to support other people? How can I show up differently, right? So it's about, you know, looking at that. We all have that capacity. So it's we don't want to come from that scarcity mentality. I don't have $2 in the bank, Mary Jo. That's great. Go to a homeless shelter. I guarantee you, when you work 3 hours at a homeless shelter in an afternoon, when you come home to no $2 in the bank, you're going to be really ecstatic, because you're going to have come across people that don't even know where they're going to get their next bite of food. So there are always people worse off than you are. So don't wallow in your misery. Go out, make a difference in their lives and see how much joy that can bring you, right? Anyway, so, and then finally, this is forever. There are people with the mindset that, well, this is just something we're going to have forever. Well, I go, maybe. I can't say that. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not sure. And we have flu season every year. How many recognize that we have flu season every year, right? We have it every year. And we get through that. We have numbers of people who die from the flu every year. You know, we have all sorts of things. We have cancer. Is cancer going away anytime soon? Probably not. I just had another friend of mine get diagnosed with another kind of cancer. And it's a sad thing. It's out there. It truly is. But a lot of the reasons we go out there and do Manatech is because we know we can help build a person's immune system, help them be healthier, help their cells in the human body. So we have an answer. We have an answer. So we can help people be healthier. Yes, I had one person in my entire downline that, you know, contracted coronavirus, and I haven't heard of any others in Manatech yet. I feel like but I'm sure they're probably out there. But the idea is that it's far less cry of what the percentages are that are happening in our country today. So we have some special products that really make a difference. But we don't have to worry about it. This is going to be here forever. It's like, oh yeah, let me think of something else to worry me. Let's think about one more thing to concern myself with, which is out of my control. Stop it. Do you see how we do this? We start dragging ourselves through the mud with things to make things worse than what they are. We love the drama. And then people, I've heard somebody say, well, Mary Jo, you know, our country will never go back to where it was. And I go, well, that's a good thing. And they look at me, do you understand it? Our country will never go back to the way it was. That's a good thing. And they look at me like I've just lost my mind. And I said, we should always look at green and growing. When we get too settled in and sedentary, then we're not doing enough. We're not doing enough. How can we come out of this being better than when we went into it? That's how I look at coronavirus. How can we look be better? I think sometimes we need shakeups just like this to enhance us to be able to, you know, come out better on the other side. When we see all these different competing, you know, ideas and concepts and negativity and all sorts of stuff around, sometimes it's hard to see, Mary Jo, I don't think we're going to come out better. I think we're going to come out worse. And I go, no, don't believe that. I said, the power of the human mind is tremendous. So come with the attitude of looking at what we're going through today and saying, you know what? We're going to be better when we come out the other side. This is going to make us a better nation, a better people, a better, distinctively different, perhaps than where we were before. We needed a wake-up call, and wake-up calls look all different sorts of ways. So let's work on how do we make this better? How do we come out of this better on top of it? Instead of looking at it as a negative. All right, people, that's it. How's that for coronavirus mindsets? Everybody, give some feedback. Did I capture you in any of the concepts I overviewed today? Everybody's going, I'm not sharing mine, Mary Jo. Oh, thank you, Vicki. Nice chat. Carrier of things.
It's a great way to motivate us on Monday, Mary Jo. That's what we needed. Exactly what we needed.
Go out there and do it. You guys are an army of people that can make a difference in thousands of people's lives. We forget that sometimes. You know, I look at it as like, oh my gosh, it kind of puts an obligation on top of me, doesn't it? And I go, well, I don't know. You can look at it that way. My goal is just how many people can I impact? Let's go out there and fight for a better world. And we have a phenomenal vehicle in Manatech to go do that. Go ahead, Dal. How are you, Martha?
I'm well, thank you. I broke down what you said. I had not heard this before about the point of most people stay on the products 9.5 years speaks to our business sustainability.
Exactly. Isn't that wonderful? You love that. See, now it's another, this is why, and we're going to make sure you're at the October 24th event, because Luciano and I are going to target languaging for you to use to go share the business. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Because we haven't seen enough of that. We just see consumer, 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 consumer. And that's Manatech can go off. But you know what? The reality is, if you really want to build a business and make some income that you can use then to share or do whatever you want with, you're going to need to find people who partner with you. And we have plenty of reasons for that. And that's just one more of them. Yeah. Martha, you had something else. I'm sorry, I cut you off a second.
Well, I was before, and I was kept hearing about 9.5 years. I thought, okay, now why do they stop after 9.5 years? And so I asked someone, and they said, well, some of the reasons are they pass away. And I thought, well, maybe it seemed like they wouldn't have passed away if they're on the products. Not that, you know, the products prevent any and all kinds of death, but I don't want to tell people that, you know, that.
No. Here, let me explain it to you so you get it right.
Thank you.
The average person spends 9.5 years on the products.
Uh-huh.
That is an average. That means that we have people that start and stop in 30 days. We have people that stay on for 1 year. We have people that go and find another network marketing company 5 years down the road, right? So there are 101 reasons why people might leave Manatech. But when you take all the people that ever joined Manatech, what's the average length of time that they've stayed on the products? 9.5 years. You get this? So it's not about people after 9.5 years, they die. No, we could have somebody die in the first 6 months. That 6 months gets added into figuring out what the average length of time is that people stay on the products. Follow me? So it's not about analyzing why would somebody stop at 9.5 years. No, I don't know if you could find one person that stopped after 9.5 years. Most people have been on it for 9.5 years have been on it for 25 years, right? Okay, you get it? Like Mary Jo's and like you and many of the people on this call. We've been around since the early 1990s. But the idea is this, that you take all those and you average them. It's 9.5 years, average length of time.
What if we did a median?
I don't know, sister. Now you're talking a whole different math calculation. You want me to go and pursue that? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'd love to see the whole thing because,
yeah,
you know, we did an assessment and we have about 75% of our people have been on the products for 20 years.
Oh yeah,
so, you know, so.
Well, you're skewing that 9.5 year thing. See, that's what you're doing.
I'm skewing it. I'm keeping it up there. I'm keeping the numbers up for you.
Yeah, and I just saw Louis Chipowick over a second. He's so special. So yeah, we have a lot of people a lot of people on this call started before I did. I didn't even get involved with Manatech till 96, I think it was. Some of you started in 94 when the company started, right? So I was
late. My husband came in 97. I came in 98 because I was a skeptic.
Oh, good.
Mary Jo.
Yes, Louis, there. I saw you pop up. How are you? Everybody know Louis,
I'm just
right?
So great. I just want to thank you for your positive, inspiring mindset this morning.
Great. Yeah. It's helpful, isn't it? Because sometimes these times can have, there's so much negativity out there and they just tend to, you know, It's hard because the influence it has on us, and we need to just say, you know what? It's not going to rob me of my joy. And that's easy for Louis, you and I, because we both walk with the Lord too. I mean, that's really positive. And that's where our joy comes from. But the idea is that a lot of our society don't have that level of joy.
The products do work. I've been on them now for 26 years.
Look at him. Woo! He started
and
back
at 93 years old.
93 years old. And listen to Louis. He's terrific. Yeah, I love you, brother. It's a blessing to be. You're just one of those people I really appreciate. I remember taking all those incredible trips with you, too, you and your wife, like when we went to Malaysia, right? We had a couple of excursions. Fun times. All right, everybody. Good. Anyone else? Last minute comment, question? All right. So what are we going to do today different than yesterday? I mean, you know, this is a great call. You guys really enjoyed it. Some of you thought it was a great call. But yeah. I mean, the idea is, what are we going to do? You know, I can do calls and calls and calls, but the idea is up to you. What are you going to do about it? What am I going to do differently today? I just want you to just choose to do something differently today. You know, if you just chose every day to choose to do something differently, that's what changes the results in your life. Thinking that somebody's going to knock on your door and say, hey, I heard you're in Manitowoc. Could I buy products from you? I want to tell you guys, that's never. Now, I have had a phone call that somebody called and said, Mary Jo, I heard about you and I heard about this Manitowoc and I want to buy some products. I have had phone calls. But I've yet to have somebody knock on my door. And if I sat back and I said, okay, Lord, bring me all those people, have them call me. Not that I don't trust God, but I think there's something about moving my feet, right? I need to take action. So let's go out there and take some action and help other people at the same time. Wow. And that's where we have our greatest joy, right? All right. Great seeing you, Sharon. Thanks, Martha. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Let's go out and make a difference in people's lives. All right. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Yep. Yeah.